Last September's deadly attack on a Nairobi shopping mall is an indication, according to the State Department, that Al-Qaeda's central leadership is weakening as affiliated or like-minded terrorist groups gain strength. In this case, Al-Shabaab, the Somali group that claimed responsibility for the attack. The State Department's 2013 terrorism report says top leaders, such as Ayman al-Zawahiri, are losing their grip on many Al-Qaeda affiliates. And those affiliates are becoming more aggressive, according to the State Department's coordinator for counterterrorism, Tina Cadenow.
The evidence that we've seen has shown that they are unable to do what they had done in the past in terms of directing the activity of their affiliates globally. So I think that, you know, through any measure, what that means is degrading and disrupting has been successful. But that said, there's still a core Al-Qaeda element that we need to watch out for.
The reports focus largely on the threat in the Middle East and Africa, including groups such as Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram in Nigeria.
The past several years have seen the emergence of a more aggressive set of AQ affiliates and like-minded groups, most notably in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, Northwest Africa, and Somalia.
The ongoing conflict in Syria is a key area of long-term concern, says Cadenow, because the violence there is attracting extremists from other parts of the world.
To the extent that Syria continues to become a political issue and the political conflict continues in Syria, it will attract individuals who then may be radicalized when they go to Syria and then at some point potentially return home. They could come here as well. I mean, that's certainly a possibility.
The State Department says Iran continued to be a major state sponsor of terrorism last year. The report accuses Tehran of backing Hezbollah, increasing its presence in Africa, and smuggling arms to Syria, Yemen, and Bahrain. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.